Unit 11. Exercise 5.
So, today we're talking about new travel destinations with travel agent Iris Ross. Could you tell us about what's in and what's going out at the moment, please?
Well, for example, Bogota, the capital of Colombia, is taking over from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil because it's not as crowded. But it's full of trendy Latin American nightlife and entertainment.
I see. What about beach holidays?
The Philippines is fast gaining popularity from its Southeast Asian neighbor, Thailand. It's the second largest archipelago in the world, has unique cultural diversity, and offers spectacular coral reef islands for great diving opportunities.
Presumably because it's a new destination, it's cheaper, and there are fewer tourists than in Thailand.
Yes, that's right. Also, people tired of the Maldives are going to the Andaman Islands instead. They belong to India, but actually they're closer to Southeast Asia. And there are over 300 tropical islands with sandy beaches, crystal seas, and amazing coral and sea life.
What about city breaks?
Well, for all you shopaholics who want to see a new city and avoid the crowds, Quebec in Canada is taking over from New York.
No, really?
Yes, really. It's got a lovely historic centre, great markets and designer boutiques, as well as good restaurants and nightlife.
Any more hot tips for us before you go?
Yes, one for adventure, nature and ecotourists. Guyana in South America is the new Amazon. It has tropical rainforests full of rare flora and fauna, rapids and waterfalls for rafting, and a tabletop mountain for climbing and abseiling.
That sounds like quite an adventure.
And I've got a final one for foodies. Try Tasmania, the island off southern Australia, instead of Argentina in South America. The reason is that people think Tasmanian food is fresh, healthy, tasty, and it's definitely different.
Iris Ross, thank you for your hot tips.